أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. وقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. صدق الله العظيم. These are the last two ayat in which Hazrat Luqman advises his son, and in the ayat we discussed yesterday, the advice was that of the establishment of Salat, the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, and to bring about patience and perseverance in the face of calamities and adversities. In these last two ayat, the advice is that of akhlaq and that of character. And he says to his son, وَلَا تُصَاعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, that do not turn your cheeks away from mankind. The word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here, وَلَا تُصَاعِرْ, sa'ara in Arabic, actually refers to that camel that has an illness, something like that of a stroke in the human being. And when the camel gets this illness of sa'ar, then its face is inclined to one side, or it turns away towards one side. And this is the word that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses, that when you speak to people, don't turn your face away from them because of arrogance and pride, haughtiness and boastfulness, but rather you face the people and speak to them. And this was the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a matter of fact, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to someone, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't only give that person the full attention with his heart, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam faced the person fully attentive. The body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would also face that person. Like in English we say, we gave someone the cold shoulder, and this is similar to this, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to here, that do not turn your cheeks away from people. In other words, do not move away from them when they speak to you because of arrogance, etc. The next is, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَوْضِ مَرَحَا, and do not walk in the earth with pride and arrogance. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this command, or rather this advice of Hazrat Luqman, that perhaps very few fathers will give to sons. We will show them how to walk when they just learn how to crawl, and then that is the end of it. But here Hazrat Luqman advises his son that when you walk in the earth, then you will not walk with proudness and arrogance. And in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is that at all times there should be no arrogance, but especially when a person walks. And here perhaps fil ard has been used, because when we look at the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earth is perhaps the most simplest form of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we compare the earth to the sky is to Jannat and everything else, we will find that the earth is the most simplest structure insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And from this earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us. So there is absolutely no need for us to have any form of pride. If Allah created us from the sky, then that would have been a different thing, that there may have been a reason for man to have some pride and arrogance. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love every haughty, arrogant person. That is not the person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves. Rather, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that person who has humility, that person who has humbleness. The quality of what is known as tawadhu comes within the person. Waqsid fi mashik, the next command or the next advice that Hazrat Luqman had given to his son was, be moderate in your walk. In other words, do not walk very hastily, because if you walk hastily, then obviously you are going to stumble and you are going to get hurt and you are going to run and that's going to become difficult if you do it all the time. And then also do not walk so slowly like the haughty and arrogant of the time of the people of the past, that they used to walk very, very slowly. So in between that, you will create moderation in your walk. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this ummah, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was taught by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to walk excessively fast, because that was the habit of the Yahud, and not to walk excessively slow, because at that time that was the habit of the Nasara. So in between, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown that the walk should be one of moderation. And then we will also find Siddiq Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once saw a person walk excessively slow. So she asked, what has happened to this person? Maybe he's ill, maybe he's sick or he's injured, something has happened to him. So the response came that that person is a great qari, he's a great alim, he's a learned person. So then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, who could be a greater or a more learned person than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? But he didn't walk in that manner and in that fashion. So when we walk, and even a mu'min and a believer, the way he walks on the street also is indicative of his character, his akhlaq, etc. Wakhdud min sawtik. And then the last of these advices is that lower your tone when you speak. Do not speak harshly, do not speak loudly. And when we look at the description of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they describe our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that most of this had fitted that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not one that would be very loud in the marketplaces. He was not one that would scream and speak aloud. Why? Inna ankara al-aswat lasawtul hamir. That certainly the most detestable sound or voice is the voice of the donkey. In other words, the braille of the donkey. And the donkey, we will understand, is always indicative of ignorance, and it is proverbial that it is an ignorant animal, and hence we will find that those who are ignorant generally begin to speak absolutely loudly, and they make a noise everywhere. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that these were the advices that Hazrat Luqman had given to his son. So it all started off with Allah, it started off with aqaid, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It went on to association, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself told us, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Then it went on to amal, it went on to actions, and then it went on to amr bil ma'roof, wal-nahi anil munkar, and then of course it concluded with that of akhlaq. So these are all those A's that a father can give to the son, and then we will find that inshallah there will be success in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.